May the words of my lips and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. She went to church on Easter morning because, well, that's what you were supposed to do on Easter, wasn't it? She had been in church every single Easter and some Sundays in between. It was always the occasion for a new dress or a new outfit as a child, and she had wiggled in the pew with her siblings and her cousins, afterward returning home to family and a big ham and handfuls of jelly beans and chocolate. As a young adult, Easter had been one of the few occasions to get her back to church consistently, though not the only one. She had had times of fervent faith and moments of deep doubt and disbelief, too. One Easter, she eventually found herself sitting in the pew with her parents and husband and children. Now they were the ones wiggling in the pews with their cousins. But this Easter morning, she came to church alone, all by herself. She had cared for her parents and watched them age and die years ago now. The aunts and uncles who were still around were too elderly to get out and about. She and her husband had divorced years before, and the children had scattered across the country to find better jobs and opportunities. She walked into church, and she saw all the lilies and the flowers just breathing new life with their bright and springy colors. She let the joyful music wash over her. She heard that familiar story of Jesus rising again, promising the hope of resurrection for all. And as she came forward to receive communion, the warmth of that morning light slanting through the stained glass, she thought to herself, it just doesn't really feel like Easter. She went to the tomb that morning because, well, it's what you do when a loved one dies, isn't it? A death had always been the occasion for the whole community to gather, aunts, uncles, cousins, neighbors, but this morning she went to the tomb with just a couple others. She had followed the teacher from town to town, from hillside to temple to cross, and now here to the grave. She had had moments of fervent faith and times of deep doubt and disbelief, too. And as she came to the tomb, the warmth of that morning sun slanting down on her back, she thought to herself, it just doesn't feel right. That first Easter morning did not feel like Easter. Maybe Easter morning today, or at some time throughout the years, has not felt like Easter to you. Maybe you've come today because it's what you're supposed to do on Easter morning, isn't it? Maybe you've come full of doubt, not believing that this story can be true or real in any meaningful way. Maybe you come to the resurrection knowing the power that death still holds, having buried loved ones and experienced loss. Maybe you're just not feeling it. And the flowers and the music and the joy, they don't seem like a sign of new life to you. They seem like a show, empty, pointless. The good news this morning is that that's okay. It's okay. It doesn't really matter why you are here, what you feel, or even what you believe. We tend to take our feelings and our experiences as proof of the resurrection. If we've known new life, then it happened. And if we haven't, then it didn't. If we feel that Easter joy in our hearts, then it must be real. And if we don't, then it's definitely not real. We do not need to know what resurrection is to be a part of it. We don't have to get it, understand it, believe it, or feel it. Our experiences and feelings do not prove or disprove the resurrection. Because Easter is not about our perspective. Easter is about God's perspective. Easter is all about perspective, not proof. Our perspective on this world is often grim, and for good reason. We have broken families and broken hearts. We know the division of our country and the war and terror abroad. We feel deeply the disillusionment or disgust or perhaps just plain boredom with the church or with religion in general. We hurt and fear and worry and get stressed out. That is often our perspective, and it makes sense. We have a right to it. But that is not God's perspective. The stories we read at the Easter Vigil last night tell of God's perspective. God, who created all that is and called every last thing good. God, who from the chaos of a flood preserves life and promises never to destroy. God, who led a whole nation of Israelite slaves to freedom. God, who offers food to all who are hungry and water to all who thirst. God, who brings new life to dry bones. God, who delivers Jonah from the belly of the whale. God, who saves Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the fiery furnace and from lasting oppression. God, who finally, in the person of Jesus, comes to earth to be with us, to know us, to love us, and to die so that no one else would ever have to know death again. God's hearts break with ours every time we experience tragedy or grief. God just knows that there's more. God can bring goodness from even the darkest evil. Where we see broken families and broken hearts, God sees the opportunity for healing and new love. Where we see division in our country and war abroad, God sees the chance to welcome strangers, feed the hungry, clothe the naked. Where we see disgust and disillusionment with the church, God sees the possibility of real change, new life, and new creation. Easter is not about our experiences. Easter is not about our feelings, our beliefs. It's not about if they measure up to the story of the resurrection. Because Easter is not some long-ago event to be believed in. It is a promise to be kept each and every day. Easter promises that wherever we experience grief, pain, death, there God will bring resurrection. There God will bring new life. That is the epitome of good news. It doesn't stop being good because it doesn't hit us the way we feel like it should. It doesn't change because we feel differently about it. It continues to be good news today, tomorrow, next week, the week after, and for all of eternity because it is about God's action, not ours. And in those moments, of fervent faith when we might actually trust this promise, we might come to hear and heed the word of the angel and of Jesus to the women and to us. Do not be afraid. We might, if only for a moment, come to see the world with God's eyes, with resurrection vision. We might come to see the world through the perspective of one who has experienced death so that no one else has to. We might come to know the signs of resurrection and new life that we see around us every day and allow them to sustain us for life in the world. Sustained to live in a way that brings new life and new hope to other people too. That is why, not just today, but every Sunday, we celebrate Easter. It's to remind us of God's Easter perspective, God's resurrection vision, in good times and in bad, in times when we can shout it out joyfully, and in times when we just don't get it or feel it at all. And as she came forward to receive communion, the warmth of that morning light slanting through the stained glass, she said to herself, it just doesn't feel like Easter. And that was okay. Because even so, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Thanks be to God. Amen.